जायो राधा माधवा कुंजा बिहारी आयो रा गोपी जाना वाला गिरिवर धारी जाया गोपी जाना वाला गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदनंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना चीरावनचारी यमुना चीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जाना वाला गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना चीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण गुड मॉर्निंग डियर डिवोटीस Thank you for blessing me with your presence and giving your time, valuable time to be present here. I'm very grateful to you all. Thank you very much. Today we continue studying Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapurana, Canto 3, Chapter 24, entitled Renunciation of Kardama Muni, and today's text 40. मात्र आध्यात्मिकं वेद्यं सामनीं सर्वकर्मणं वितारिष्ये यया च सौ भयं च तितरिष्यति मात्र आध्यात्मिकं वेद्यं सामनीं सर्वकर्मणं वितारिष्ये यया च सौ Bayam chati tarishyati. Matra adhyatmikim vidyam. Samanim sarva karmanam. Vitarishyeya yacha sau. Bayam chari tarishyati. Please chant. Thank you. Word meanings, matre, to my mother, adhyatmikim, which opens the door to spiritual life, vidyam, knowledge, shamanim, ending, sarvakarmanam, all fruitive activities. Vitarishye, I shall give. Yaya, by which. Cha, also. Asau, she. Bhayam, fear. Cha, also. Atitarishyati, will all overcome. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I shall also describe this sublime knowledge, which is the door to spiritual life, to my mother, so that she also can attain perfection and self-realization, ending all reactions to fruitive activities. Thus, she also will be freed from all material fear. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Kardama Muni was anxious about his good wife, Devahuti. While leaving home, and so the worthy son promised that not only would Kardama Muni be freed from the material entanglement, but Devahuti would also be freed by receiving instruction from her son. A very good example is set here. The husband goes away taking the sannyas order for self-realization. But his representative, the son, who is equally educated, remains at home to deliver the mother. A sannyasi is not supposed to take his wife with him. At the vanaprastha stage of retired life, or the stage midway between householder life and renounced life, one may keep his wife as an assistant without sex relations. But in the sannyasa order of life, one cannot keep his wife with him. Otherwise, a person like Kardama Muni could have kept his wife with him, and there would have been no hindrance to his prosecution of self-realization. Kardama Muni followed the Vedic injunction that no one in sannyasa life can have any kind of relationship with women. But what is the position of the woman who is left by her husband? She is entrusted to the son, and the son promises that he will deliver his mother from entanglement. A woman is not supposed to take sannyas. So-called spiritual scientists concocted in modern times So-called spiritual societies concocted in modern times give sannyasa even to women, although there is no sanction in the Vedic literature for women's accepting sannyas. Otherwise, if it were sanctioned, Kardama Muni could have taken his wife and given her sannyas. The woman must remain at home. She has only three stages of life: dependency on the father in childhood, dependency on the husband in the youth, and in old age, dependency on the grown-up son, such as Kapila. In old age, the progress of woman depends on a grown-up son. The ideal son, Kapila Muni, is assuring his father of the deliverance of his mother so that his father may go peacefully without anxiety for his good wife. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Pachitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminati Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasa Hare Krishna 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 Mukam Karotiva Chalam Pangum Langa Tegiri Yat Kripata Mahamande Shi Gurun Dinataranam. So the verse again. I shall also describe this sublime knowledge, which is the door to spiritual life, to my mother, so that she can also also can attain perfection and self-realization, ending all reaction to fruitive activities. Thus she also will be freed from all material fear. So, in a previous chapter, in a verse 51, Mother Devahuti, she asked her husband to give her fearlessness before he leaves home. Now this shloka, this verse, shows that with the blessings of Kardama Muni, she will get freedom from that fear from her son, her qualified son. So this is a continuation of this story. So today we're going to talk about the fear in this material world. But first of all, I want to talk about the knowledge. Kapila Muni, he uses the in this word in this verse he uses the word vidya. So he didn't use the word jnana. You know, there is a difference of meanings between Sanskrit word vidya and Sanskrit word jnana. So the word I was playing with the ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, and actually it gives a lot of things. If you ask AI about the different Sanskrit verses and Sanskrit word meanings, and it gives very interesting definition of vidya and word jnana. So actually the they similar, but the process of the goal of word jnana and vidya a little different. I mean, not the goal, but meanings, yeah. So the meaning of vidya is learning, education, a discipline or science can be taught, accumulated knowledge and means, the path. And the word jnana means realization, wisdom, direct insight, cannot simply be transferred by words, lived understanding, and the end, the realization. So this is a meaning that Lord Kapila uses this word because Mother Devakuti, she will receive the vidya, not the complete knowledge. Of course, in this Leela, by the mercy, Kapila Muni explained, and the Shivala Bhacharya in his purports of our Acharyas, he explained that Mother Devahuti, she will receive that vidya or atma vidya or ultimately jnana by blessings of Kapila Muni. He explained not by sadhana, because by sadhana she will never receive that. So only by the mercy of Kapila Muni she will receive ultimate atma vidya, atma jnana ultimately. So whose son delivered atma vidya or devotional service knowledge about devotional service to his mother, who can remember? Prahlad. Yes, he did. Maybe. Mm-hmm. And any other guess? Who also gave transcendental knowledge? Huh? What was that? In other words, maybe you didn't understand who gave transcendental knowledge to his mother. Kapila, yes, we are studying, but who else? Lord Chaitanya also, maybe, yeah. But what's the vivid example? But who is that? What's the name of this person?
The name of the father from Kapil?
No. Okay, I will open that. So the vivid example is Parikshit Maharaj. He gave Brihad Bhagavatamrita at the end of Bhagavatam. When he has still some time left after Shukadeva Goswami delivered him transcendental knowledge, so Parikshit, Mother Uttara approached him and said, "You know, you're gonna live soon. Please open me the transcendental knowledge of special devotional service to me." And Parikshit Maharaj, as exemplary son, he delivered that concentrated Bhagavatam to her mother Uttara. I remember how we also did in our 90s.
how we deliver transcendental knowledge to our parents. It was a really fanatical style when we deliver our parents in 90s. Personally, me, I didn't preach hardly to my parents, but I remember the story how the devotees in the 90s, you know, it was not much knowledge and was very much fanatical devotees. They just open the refrigerator and throw out through the window all the meat, eggs, fish, everything, throw away and tell their parents, you should not eat, it's dangerous, and preaching like that heavily. But yeah, these are many examples of that in those times. You know, Kapila Muni, he appeared to deliver this transcendental knowledge to his mother out of compassion. So we know many examples in the scriptures where Krishna explains how he descends in this world to deliver the knowledge. We know these famous verses, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadadmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chadushkritam dharma samstapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So actually he, time to time, we know many incarnations like Matsya, Kapila, Buddha, etc. So many incarnations would come to this material world to deliver sleeping conditioned souls, to awaken this knowledge within the heart. Because actually the knowledge is already sleeping in our heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sade Kabunoi Shravanadi Shuddha Chite Karaya Udoi. So the Krishna Prema already is sleeping in our heart within. So what we have to do is only awaken it. But how? With the transcendental knowledge, Atma Vidya. So, and in the seventh canto, 15th, the last chapter of the seventh canto, Narada Muni explains to Maharaj Yudhishthira that in order to get rid of fear, you have to contemplate on spiritual knowledge, Atma Vidya. So this will help. He explained different things, how to get rid of different things in this material world, and especially in order to get rid of the fear, we have to contemplate on the meaning of eternity of the spirit soul. So, and the Lord is he's our original guru. So he comes to deliver this transcendental knowledge to all of us, which is very valuable for all the conditioned souls. And we all forget this this knowledge. And we as devotees also have to go out like book distributors, reminding people. And Srila Prabhupada, remember, he said, when the reporter asked him, why did you come? He said, I came just to remind you whatever you've forgotten. You've forgotten that eternal knowledge, and I came here to the West to remind you all this. So this transcendental knowledge is reawakening our sleeping condition. And it's an interesting meaning of Sanskrit word Buddha. Buddha means awakened. Dha means intelligence. Bu means awakened from sleep. And we know opposite word Mudha. Mudha means, we know it's a fool, but the meaning of Sanskrit word means also dha means intelligence, mu means sleeping. Mudha, so we have to transfer from mudha to buddha. So from foolish people, we have to become awakened and become intelligent. Buddha also translates as a intelligent person. Srila Prabhupada explained, translate many times, Buddha, intelligent person. So from mudha, we have to become Buddha. so Yeah, and the about the word in this verse, Kapila Muni uses the word adhyatmikim. I also played with the artificial intelligence and the word adhyatmikim. He explained that adhyatmikim means, in other words, adhyatmika means meaning spiritual, pertaining to the self, Atman, inward, concerning one's true nature, relating to the inner consciousness. So this adhyatmikim or atmavidya is pertaining to the knowledge about the soul, first of all, soul within ourself, and also super soul explanation, the knowledge about the supreme soul. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explained many, many times about that. He explained about himself how we should, we could understand the supreme personality of Godhead. And first of all, he also said a very important thing in the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, first verse. He said, "Tat Shrinu, listen to me, and you will receive this knowledge." And later in Bhagavad Gita, he explained, "Man mana bhav mad bhakto." So you have to become my devotee. And you will come to me. And at the end, what he said at the end, the last instruction he gives, Mashu Chaha, don't worry anything. Give up all kind of religion and surrender unto me. What's the verse begin with? I forgot. 1866. Sarva dharma parityaja mama kam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva pabebhyo moksha shyami ma shuchaha. So he said, don't worry, I will deliver you from all things, you have to surrender to me. So we remember from where, hold on a little bit, return, I forget something. So Srila Prabhupada, he's Abhay Charan, right? His name is Abhay Charan. Abhay Charan means those who doesn't fear anything. One reporter said, have you ever been afraid? Srila Prabhupada said, I never been afraid. I just what does that mean, he never been afraid? It is said that sannyasi, he's a fearless, supposed to be fearless. So sannyasi, he's fearless because of what? Who can guess? Yes, because dependent on Krishna. Any other answers? Because he has a knowledge, right? It's close, but I'm looking for something else. Why we, not only sannyasi, but why we also have the fear diminishing? Surrender also. Self-realization, yeah. But a more simpler thing. Chanting the holy name also, yeah, it helps us. But what is a simple quality, not the quality, but striving at least, striving. If we're striving for something, our fear diminish. If we're striving to be non-attached to this material world, the fear will disappear. The more we get, so sannyasi, he not attached to material world. That's why he has no fear. So if we will not attach to anything, we will not have fear. So in this world, we have so many fears. Because why? We have so many attachments. If we don't have attachments, we don't have a fear for anything. The more richer we become, the more fear comes, right? From what Bhagavad Gita starts, from which verse Bhagavad Gita actually starts? actually before that, Dhritarashtra Uvacha, this very important thing, Dhritarashtra. What does it mean, the Sanskrit word Dhritarashtra? Anybody knows? The thief. Dhritarashtra means those who seizes the property of others. So he was worried about the, because he was very much attached, first of all, to his property, to his sons, to everything he was attached to. In the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter, Arjuna was also very much attached to his relatives. And actually, what the, all the Bhagavad Gita is about? To get rid of the attachment. So Krishna, he instructs Arjuna, give up attachment to your relatives. This is all about, Bhagavad Gita about. Everybody is explaining, oh, Bhagavad Gita is a so cruel scripture. It's encouraged to fight, to have war. But actually, Krishna inspires Arjuna not to be attached to this material world and have no fear. Get rid of all the anxieties and fear in your life. So, and you know, everybody's fearing this world, you know, Hitler was fearing, Stalin was here, even Hiranyakashipu was fearing. And who is in the Krishna Lila, who is the main enemy of Krishna? Who? And he is a representative of fear. Who remember that? Kamsa, yeah. So Kamsa was a fear personification. He always was thinking of Krishna with the fear that any time death would come, and I'm so much attached to everything that I have. And he sent all kind of demons, right, to kill Krishna. So the fear is the most powerful emotion which we have to get rid of, the fear of material things. So what gives us freedom from that fear is transcendental knowledge, which Kapila Muni explained to his mother. And what helps us to get liberation from that fear? Who remembers the last shloka, the last sutra of Vedanta Sutra? The last sutra of Vedanta Sutra sounds like Anavriti Shabdat, Anavriti Shabdat, two times. Anavriti Shabdat, Anavriti Shabdat. So Anavriti means no return. Anavriti, no return. Shabdat, through the sound. So through the sound, we will never return to this material world. And as a result, we can get rid of all anxieties. Vaikuntha. We will go to Vaikuntha. What Vaikuntha means? No anxieties, no fear. Material world full of anxieties, full of stress. People living full of stress. And you know, the more older we become, the more fearful we become. You know, because we're accumulating that anxieties, we're accumulating that fear, we're accumulating attachments. Why people buying the all kinds of weapons? Because they fear. They fear to protect what they have. So this is what about the, we have to get rid of, just like, you know, one policeman, I heard the this story on YouTube. One police, he stopped one old woman somewhere in Minnesota, and he asked, when he stopped, he, as usual, he says, please give me your driver license, your registration, what else they ask. And he noticed she has a documentation of that she has concealed weapon, concealed weapon in in her possession. Yeah. So when he opened the glove box, he saw the big 38 millimeter gun. Then he started searching the car. In the middle compartment, he found another gun. So, and on the back of her seat was another gun. So he found three guns in her car, and he asked, "Ma'am, did you afraid of anybody?" She said, "No, I don't afraid anybody. That's why I have these weapons." So, but the weapons, you know, it will not get rid of all the anxieties and the fear. Actually, the people and the countries, they have more weapons because they fear. Everybody's fear. So because and you know all this. Hitler, Stalin, Hiranyakashipu, everybody who feared Kamsa because they didn't have the guru who gave them, who would give them the transcendental knowledge, how get rid of that fear. So this attachment very important things explained in this famous word verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, famous verse, Bayam Dvitiya binivesha syat ishata petasya viparya yosmriti tanmaya yato abhajetvam bhaktyaika eka gurudeva tatvam. So Krishna, actually the one of the yogendras explaining to Maharaj Nimi process how we start fearing in this world. Why? Because we turn away our face from God. And because we turned away our face from God, and at the same time we see the darkness or the shade of us, of everybody. I mean, it's explanation that we have a... So this is material world is full of darkness. And you know, if we sit in a dark room, immediately we start thinking that some snakes, scorpions, flies, or mosquitoes will bite us if we in the darkness. Yes. So when we turn away from our from God, who is light, who is love, who is everything to us, but when we turn away from Him, immediately fear born in our heart to give us anxieties and stress. So, but he explains at the end of this verse that he explains that we have three things as a remedy, to cure this disease and turn back our face to God. And he said, bhakti esha, bhakti eka, eka bhakti. So that means with the with the bhakti, with the humility, bhakti eka, with the sadhu sangha. So with the humility, very important part of our progress in a spiritual life, humility, then worship our guru, Deva Tatma. So we worship guru as a representative of God. So this is require a lot of humility actually to worship spiritual master, considering him as good as God. Remember that story when Kirtananda and Umapati was talking about, we should, when they ask him, why we should accept you as a guru, and what is the meaning of that? He said, Srila Prabhupada said, you have to worship guru as good as God. And they was thinking, oh. Because, you know, the humility should be enough humility to worship representative of God as God, as to God. So guru should be that representative of Supreme Spirit's Supreme God. And the last thing should be guru deva tatma. Atma means to another way, have a sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha will help us to progress in the spiritual path. And you know, in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the Lord explains the wandering of the conditioned souls throughout this material darkness of material world, and he explained the roots and the banyan tree, and ultimately he said, "You depend on me. I will give you everything." He explained in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, "I'm four types of light, four types of fire." Is a sunlight, moonlight, the fire, and digestion light. Digestion light. So, in other words, we depend on him in everything. But ultimately, he said, "You depend on me, and I have to give you mercy to everything." So, all this humility, servant to the guru, it's all help us to understand this Atma Vidya, supreme knowledge. And you know, in this story of Mother Devahuti and Kapila, she understands that Kapila Muni is her guru, not just her son, but she accepts her as a guru. So she surrenders to him, and by the mercy of Supreme Lord, she will get all kinds of benefits, including get rid of fear that she was asking about originally from her husband to give fearless. And Kapila Muni gave her as a guru. So Kardama Muni blessed her, and she would got the guru. Guru in this case, representative, the Lord himself came as a guru to instruct her. And he gave wonderful teachings. We will study that for many, many months and maybe year. These teachings is the biggest part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, actually, this Sankhya philosophy, which Kapila Muni will explain to her. It's so sweet nectar he will churn about this Atma Vidya to her mother. She would ask many questions. You know, the difference, as I explained in the beginning, difference between vidya and jnana is a process. Vidya is a process. So it's like school in Mayapur. It says Mayapur Vidya Pit. Vidya Pit. Vidya means knowledge, acquiring knowledge. Pit means, so in other words, Vidya Pit means school. In other words, she started this school of understanding of Atma Vidya. So this is the difference. That's why Kapila Muni uses the word Vidya, not Jnana. So we will have this opportunity to study this spiritual knowledge, Atma Vidya, the Vidya. And as a result, we can get Jnana, and ultimately Vijnana, Vijnana and Ananda later on. So we have over there in the Vedic literature, we have five stages. And ultimately, in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord explained that, what he said, sarvasya chaham hridi sanivishtom sanivishta. Who remembers this? When I sit here, I forget all the shlokas. Sarvasya chaham hridi sanivishtoh mata. Remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So he said he's a compiler of the Veda, and he's a knower of the Veda. So he's the owner of the Veda, actually, yeah. And he deliver the knowledge to all of us through disciplic succession. So this is the secret that we are very fortunate to get. Actually, I had few stories, from very interesting stories from Mahabharata, but I don't have a time to do that. About Karna, attachment, so nice stories, but probably next time. Okay, thank you very much for your time. And please, if you have any addition, corrections or questions, please let me know. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, well, the Prabhupada spends a great deal of time enunciating what the ideal situation is for a woman in all stages of her life. The problem is that ideal doesn't happen that often. So like even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna presents the stages of different things you can do if you can't, don't have the ideal situation presented toward you. You know what I mean? If you can't do this, do this. If you can't do this, do this. So is there any enunciation of what a woman can do if she's not in an ideal situation?
This is sensitive topic about the women. But you know, women, they can get, they receive also the spiritual master, right? And the spiritual master is that who delivers them. But if we, I don't understand if I understand your question properly, but the knowledge the men and women can receive from their spiritual master and get, can be delivered from fear. Can you add something?
Yes, the knowledge there is presented to everyone.
To everyone.
Women are in a special category. They get the same knowledge, but they get more protection, supposedly, ideally.
And the women get more protection than men.
Yes.
Yes and no, because you know, if it depends on individual. As an individual, we all have difference. Yeah, if we have a surrender, it doesn't matter men or women. We will get all the mercy. If we tadvithi pranipatina pariprashna sevayada, yes. If we approach humbly to those who have this transcendental knowledge, they will deliver to us easily.
Yeah, but also even Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says what you can do if you can't do that. If you can't fully surrender, right?
Patram pushpam palam toyam. So this gradation, yeah. If you have no love, yeah, you do your duty.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do your duty, if you cannot do this, you at least you offer your fruits, fruitive activities, a result of your fruitive activities to me. If you don't have even that, you, what else? Gradation. So yeah, the highest is patram pushpam palam toyam. Yeah, and then gradation lower. Anything else you can add?
Well, I was just curious how we can apply that to a woman's situation.
Yes,
it's like, especially now in our society, we have so many women who don't have that ideal situation,
mm-hmm.
and yet they still have to somehow, you know, make progress in spiritual life.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not talking about devotees in Alacho, but women usually more attached. To material things, especially in India, you know, they take care of the family, right? This is their responsibility, and they're more attached. Men like, I just take sannyas, go away, everything is okay. You know, they're not much attached, but women, they have to take care of these material responsibilities. So that's why they have a fear, attachments, and if they accept the spiritual knowledge with the full heart, it doesn't matter, men or women, we can get rid of all these bad things, all anxieties. Yes, Mata?
Just the way that I understood Prabhu's question was that it was, what do you do if you don't have, you know, the husband that you can follow that way, or the sons that will give you like that?
So yeah, recently I found in the Facebook also one non-devotee woman said, you know, I just lost my my loving husband. What can I do now? How can I live? And I commented, now the place of your lover is supposed to be God. So the God's supposed to be the place of the loving widow who used to be. Now, when we all like orphans, you know, actually, and our only shelter is the Supreme Lord. This is He give us, and of course we cannot associate indirectly, directly with the Lord. That's why we have his representative, the spiritual master. And not only spiritual master, actually we can have so many shiksha gurus to take accept instructions from Lord. We know guru, sadhu, shastras. And two most important things, guru and sadhus, right? They take in all this from shastras, all this. So the Lord should be, and of course we have to not fanatically said, oh, you know, I get in a dream, the Lord appeared in my mind, in my dream, and gave me instruction. I heard so many times of this. You know, the Lord gave me very important instruction in my dream. Now I have to follow. No, we have to confirm with the sadhus and with the guru, not concocted knowledge from directly the Supreme Lord, because we don't have access. Yes, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you for your class, Prabhu. If I understand Karnapur's question, a woman under early age is put under the care of the father, later the husband, and then the son. In ISKCON, sometimes a woman doesn't have a husband, and she does not have a son. But Prabhupada has set up her movement so brilliantly, we have constant association of Vaishnavas. And the woman can worship the deities, which is not usually allowed in India. You can worship the deities. You can do anything a man does in India. Yeah. Yeah. So Prabhupada set up this ISKCON. Prabhupada set a house, place where everybody is housed, you know, house for everyone. And because of that, you know, woman might not miss having a son because she can have association of other Vaishnava. She might miss having a husband because the same thing. She can do whatever, you know, she can worship a deity, she can cook for the deity, she can have her own deities at home. Yeah. Prabhupada has given us such a program, and also women get initiation, they have their gurus.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Karnapur was saying, if you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. Mm. You know, so if you don't have a husband, you can take shelter of your, you know, the deities, you can take shelter of other Vaishnavas. And if you don't have a son, same thing. Many of us are getting old, we don't have sons. So, you know, we try to stay in the association of devotees by doing some service, but, you know, whether you're reading together, chanting together, invite devotees to your home, have prasadam. There's constant different ways to do that.
Yeah.
Is that what you meant, Karnapur?
Yeah, so in a very safe position, actually. Yeah, if we don't get rid of association, sadhu sangha, this society, we will be progressing. And as Srila Prabhupada promised, you just hold on to my dhoti and I will deliver it to you, deliver you. If we have a determination to stay in this association, we will get all the benefits. Mm. And you know, also wanted to say, why we worship in sannyasis? Anybody contemplated on that? Why we worship in sannyasi? Why we bow down to sannyasi? So the main important thing, why we bow down to sannyasi, we bow down actually not to him, not to Paramatma even in his heart, but we offer our obeisance to his determination. Determination. Only to determine, because he has a determination to renounce, he was fearless enough, that's why we bow down to him, to sannyasi. So that's why we have to bow down to sannyasis especially, and to all the devotees, because they dedicated their life totally to the Supreme Lord. So that's why we bow down to sannyasis. So Kardama Muni, he has this determination, he went away to take sannyas and go. Of course, we have, you know, Goshti Anandi, Bhajan Anandi, so he preferred to be Bhajan Anandi, so he, like, you know, wandering around. I was also wanted to talk about the four different stages of sannyas, but maybe next time. Yes.
Also, you know, lots of our women Vaishnava, they have programs on the internet, you know, they preach. So much ways to keep him. I want to ask a question. You said when Kardama Muni gave his Devahuti the knowledge, she didn't have realization right away. He gave special mercy to get the realization.
Yeah, looks like she didn't have. I mean, she, she had something, but you remember she asked in the verse 51, previous chapter, he said, I have a fear, so you have to give me this fearless. Maybe she has some advancement, but still, you know, to degree we surrender, we have fear. Even we could be devotee practicing for many, many years, we still have a fear. What does it mean? It depends on our attachments. So we have to get rid. So most serious offense among 10 offenses is the 10th offense, because we hold in our attachments, even though hearing so many instructions on this matter. This is very serious offense also, to hold on. Even though we are practicing for many, many years, but if we hold in our attachments, we will not. It's the same thing as we are on a boat, but the rope attached to the bank, and we're rowing, but we are in the same place for many, many years. Because we're holding to this attachment, we cannot lose this attachment, so we can grow and progress.
It seems like as long as we have this material body, there will always be some attachment.
Yeah.
You know, seriously.
But, you know, Krishna sees our endeavors. Even though we might not get rid of all the attachments, but if he sees our endeavors, that we try, and Krishna, every time we sit in the morning to chant japa, we said, to Krishna, I don't have any strength, no qualification, nothing. My mind is restless like a horse. Please help me. So if he sees that endeavor, he will give us mercy. And ultimately, he will give us liberation. He will give us transcendental knowledge within our heart. It will awaken this knowledge within our heart, ultimately. But if we have, what we have to do only to show our endeavors.
It's a moment-to-moment thing. Like, sometimes you surrender completely. Next moment, you're not. So it's like a constant thing. It's not like one time you surrender and that's it.
That's not enough. One that's time.
Just like japa, you know, praying to chant. Let me hear. And you might hear for a few minutes, and then your mind is out of. Pray again, yeah. Krishna, please let me hear the holy name.
Yeah.
So again, it's like a constant endeavor.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes people say, oh, Srila Prabhupada saved us. No, not yet. We have to show that he gave. Actually, I was hearing a definition of the causeless mercy. The causeless mercy will give us at first, and then we have to endeavor to get this mercy. That's the cause. At the beginning, yes, causeless mercy. But we will lose that causeless mercy if we will not get, will not endeavor to show that we receive that, and we appreciate that mercy that we received. If we appreciate, Krishna will give us more mercy, every day, more mercy. Just show him your endeavor to come every day to chant properly your japa. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. Thank you very much for your time. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.